I was listening intently last night to Andy Harper's thoughts on the game. The first 45 minutes, I must say, was underwhelming, but they stormed home on the back of that man, Timmy Cahill. The greatest ever Socceroo, Andy Harper. We've asked that question this morning. Your thoughts. Good morning, mate.
He's sort of building a case for himself, isn't he?
He's pretty strong.
What a great night. What a great night.
Yeah. Well, you weren't really echoing those sentiments in the opening 45, Andy. I think we're all pretty underwhelmed.
Yeah, I was. Well, I mean, you're entitled to put your word to it. I wasn't so much overwhelmed, but China were great value, and Australia were a little bit nervous, and the pitch didn't help again. I mean, we were not expecting it to, but it just played appallingly, the pitch, and it helped China because it took the speed out of Australia's ball movement and the confidence in the touch. And, you know, China, very athletic as well, were sweating on those half-bad touches and then pinching, sticking a toe in and getting Australia off balance. And, you know, it was a bit nerve-wracking there for a while. And Australia survived as they needed to because over the course of the 90 minutes, China were going to wilt and Australia were going to turn the screws, which is the way Andrew's teams play. And it just would have happened a lot quicker. And the margin would have been a lot bigger if they had a decent surface to play on. And thank God we've seen the back of Suncorp for the time being, because fantastic arena. The crowd was brilliant, but the playing surface was forgettable completely.
What were your thoughts on Mark Bresciano starting in the place of Matt McKay, who I thought was one of Australia's best in their previous game?
Yeah, well, I don't think Australia's had a poor player in the tournament. And Ange's rifled through the entire squad now, except for the reserve goalkeepers and Terry Antonis, the Sydney FC midfielder, and everyone's come in and done well. And Milligan could feel a little hard done by it as well, I guess.
But, yeah.
But the skipper Jednak came back in. And Miller, you looked rusty, very rusty in that first half. But you'd like to think better for the hit out. But Matt McKay was unfortunate because he's been excellent, as have all of the guys who've played. But, you know, he needed to unleash Bresciano at some time. Maybe the grand old plan was to keep him in cotton wool until a big game last night. He didn't really have the impact, not even the great Mark Bresciano, had the impact to settle things down in that initial phase. And again, when you talk about how bomb-proof someone like Mark Bresciano's technique is and how bomb-proof his confidence is and what a high level of output he has generated over the years, yet even he struggled to exert his sort of influence over that first half. Again, just exemplifies how difficult those conditions were and how stubborn the Aussies were under Ange Postecoglou not to change the way they want to play, even in the face of that. And they, importantly for the sake of the exercise, not only have they stood down a strong opponent, but they've stood down a strong opponent in China on their own terms in unforgiving circumstances. And, you know, that counts for a lot as far as the confidence is concerned.
They can't shut down Timmy Cahill, can they?
No, you can't stop him.
Yeah.
You can't stop him. He does it against the best in the world. And China defended very well last night, you know, man on man. And they were aware of the danger and they blocked him out a lot.
Yep.
And there was a lot of really tight defending inside the box and jumping and challenging with him. But honestly, I mean, he knocked out the captain almost for the bicycle kick. And that was telling, actually, because China's captain was patrolling Timmy very closely on that corner from Bresciano, which he hit beautifully.
Yeah.
It was a heavy head clash, which knocked out the captain. And then as the ball came back, without the captain in his place on Tim Cahill, who was free, then his instinct took over and it was brilliant. And that header, the very second Jason Davidson hit that cross, but I knew it was going to be a goal. And I reckon, as I said last night, that's not just me talking. I reckon that's on behalf of people who've been watching Timmy for years. You just get him. He eats that stuff up for breakfast, and he finished it magnificently. And what a performance.
Yeah, long-range effort too, wasn't it? Let's get to the games tonight, Andy. Iran up against Iraq. They're the favourite side, Iran, to go through, and so too with Japan, even shorter, to go through against the UAE. You expect those results to fall the plan?
I do. I mean, Japan, they might get troubled a little bit by UAE, but they should come through it. And Iran might be favourites. I think, tipping them to win, but it's not nearly as clear-cut against Iraq. And, of course, with all the history between these two countries, there'll be that added bit of tension. But I think, I'm not anticipating any trouble by any stretch of the imagination, but, the history behind these two countries does give it that extra dimension, and they'll be even more fired up to win. Iran should win. They've got a better run of class around their team, but, mate, on a one-off game like this, if Iraq could certainly do something because, you know, it's not as though that far off Iran's pace. It'll be a cracking game, this one, actually. Can't wait for it.
Fantastic. Enjoyed your commentary last night, Andy. Enjoyed your comments on the Big Sports Breakfast. Look forward to chatting again on Tuesday morning.
Good on you. Thanks for having me, eh?
Andy Harper there.
Iraq 475. He liked a bit of value there in that game, Iran versus Iraq, tonight.